Well, more than two-thirds of IT bosses say their firms have been hit by cyber attacks this year, with the majority resulting in lost financial losses, nearly two-fifths, meaning that customers headed elsewhere. Despite that, many say they're not being supported by their bosses or the government itself with funding or with guidance. Well, joining me this morning is the cybersecurity expert and investor Ray Rothcock from Red Seal in the US. Ray, very good morning to you. Good to have you on the program this morning. First, explain why you're here, why you're behind this research and why it's important to you.
Thank you, Nick. Red Seal is a cybersecurity company in California. And for 30 years, I've been a cybersecurity investor. I've done over 15 deals, and it's been very good. I've learned a lot. What's happened is that for 25 of those years, cyber's mostly been whack-a-mole. Threat pops up, we invent something to kill it, squash it, and what have you. And that was very effective for a long time. But then along about 2013, it changed. We realized that the malware was inside our networks, that it was no longer possible to keep it completely out. Target is the poster child of that problem. Mm-hmm. And so I have put together a strategy, and my company is implementing a strategy called resilience. Resilience means surviving an impairment, and nobody knows you've been impaired. That's a modern way to think about cyber, but it's actually a very old way that humans have dealt with their real world.
Hang on, let's put this into perspective. So you're talking at the moment that the way of dealing with threats is effectively firefighting, whack-a-mole, as
yes.
you say,
yes.
that you know, a problem, you only deal with the problem when it arises. You're saying take
Correct.
A step back, think ahead, think of contingency plans, that sort of thing.
Ask yourself what can go wrong.
The issue with that is, of course, that if you are the big business that is saying, right, we're going to look ahead, we're going to think of every single possibility that could come up, and we're going to come up with plans of how to deal with this. Not only is that time-consuming right now, that you've got your top executives, your staff thinking about things when they could be thinking about other problems, because let's be honest, every business has a million things they could be thinking about. But also, out of the corner of your eye, surely you're looking at your competitors thinking, what are they doing while I'm dealing with problems that I may never have to deal with?
Yeah, it's exactly right. You know, that it really, if you think about it, this is like rebuilding the airplane while you're flying. The internet's been built in the last 30 years. It's been built very quickly without any sort of resilience thinking in mind. It's just been this whack-a-mole
sure,
strategy.
Central planning.
Yeah, so now we're flying this thing full speed. Our lives are totally dependent on it, and we've got to change the engines, change the wings, put in the protections that we need. That's very hard to do, and you got to do that while your competitor, as you say, is flying maybe a little faster, a little higher, a little more capable. So it becomes a lots of trade-offs. That's why it has to go to the top of the organization, to the board, if you will, because they're the ones that allocate money. They're the ones that tell how many heads to hire and so forth, and what's the strategy of the company. So that's why we need to take a pause, think differently, and deploy technology and capabilities that gives us this resilience, because you don't know where the threat's going to come in.
And is this something that needs to be higher? Is this something that needs to be pushed down by government?
I think so, too. So look, let me just give you an example. This room we're in right now, it's got sprinklers, smoke detectors, it's got an exit sign and other things to help us get out in the case of fire. Do we expect the room to catch on fire? No. But so why do we do all that? Because it might. Same way with cyber. We've never thought about cyber that way. We have to think about it.
The problem with that theory is that the fire isn't thinking of new ways to actually get around the sprinkler systems, that cyber criminals are active. It isn't just a case of hit one problem. They're always going to be coming up with new ways to get around the regulations.
That's true, but your ability to defend is based on what you know about your cyber infrastructure, your internet infrastructure, or networking infrastructure, and that pretty much is the same. So you can actually lay down foundational technologies so that it doesn't matter where it appears, whether the fire starts in the corner in a refrigerator or in a wastebasket. It doesn't matter. Fire's coming.